Charles Hirt, Horowitz report proves things are even worse than we thought. By Charles Hirt on April 20, 2020. In other news, things are even worse than you thought. J. Edgar Hoover is alive and well in the bowels of your federal government. The good news these days is that all the direst predictions in the media about coronavirus are turning up negative. All the models showing hundreds of thousands of Americans dying were just pipe dreams cooked up by globalist government bureaucrats and breathlessly peddled by the media. In truth, it now appears we have shut down the booming American economy in response to what amounts to a very bad flu season. That does not diminish the tragedy of each and every death, but it puts the larger pandemic into some perspective. Not that we shouldn't use this as an excuse to close down all commerce with China for the foreseeable future. The communist regime has proven yet again its status as America's number one enemy. There is nothing it won't do to deceive us, undermine us, and destroy us. But there is an equally grave threat within our own country today that the media is delighted to ignore. The suicidal tendencies of the American Leviathan in Washington, it turns out, are every bit as much an existential threat to the Republic as the Chinese bat merchants in the wet markets of Wuhan. Again, not that you will read about any of that in the press today. At long last, the internal investigation conducted by Inspector General Michael Lee Horowitz into abuses at the highest levels of the Department of Justice has been released. His findings are enough to make J. Edgar Hoover blush. Luckily for the villains involved, and unfortunately for all Americans of every political stripe, the dastardly tales of their mendacity have been downplayed and drowned out by all the hysterical reporting over coronavirus. Not that they would cover it honestly under any circumstances. We now know that the wildest conspiracy theorists of the past 3 years were only wrong in that they were not cynical enough. They didn't allow their imaginations to run wild enough. In describing the international conspiracy to bring down a duly elected president. Orchestrated from the highest levels of the Department of Justice, the FBI knowingly used disinformation from a foreign adversary. Paid for by political operatives running a partisan campaign in an ongoing U.S. election. To unleash America's most powerful and sprawling espionage apparatus against political enemies of a sitting administration. Think about it. This is infinitely worse than Watergate. These are abuses so much more brazen and dangerous than anything from Hoover, the infamous longtime director of, the FBI. We now know that FBI agents, operating at the behest of powerful appointees of the Obama administration, deliberately doctored foreign intelligence to obtain secret warrants to spy on an active political campaign for president in the United States of America. This is no longer opinion or speculation. This is fact, backed up by exhaustive investigation and extensive evidence. The fact that these massive abuses are getting short shrift in the media today only reveals the extent to which the media has been a co-conspirator in this travesty of justice. They have become outright defenders of a police state, where spying on innocent Americans seeking political office is now perfectly acceptable to them. Meanwhile, in Congress, the most powerful Democrats in the land knew what was going on and encouraged it. All for sick partisan gain. To cover their tracks, they lied and accused their political opponents of doing exactly what they themselves did, using foreign disinformation straight out of Moscow to sow discord and win an election here in the United States. Again, this is not some hot-headed opinion from a crazy conspiracy theorist. Or, at least, it's not just that. It also happens to be the stone-cold truth. Charles Hirt is opinion editor of The Washington Times. He can be reached at Hirt@WashingtonTimes.com or at Charles Hirt on Twitter.